Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who thinks it's amazing to be able to talk with so many different awesome people from so many different awesome places. Thanks, EHC. And now, your host, Maceo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuning into Everything EHC. I am your host, Maceo. We are on the banks of the La Jolla Lake at Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, California. We have a super duper special podcast happening. We're calling it an Aussie Supercast. Are you ready for this one? We're doing 4-in-1. So, my first guest to my left, please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Hi, I'm Elena, and I'm from Australia.
Now, for those people who know a little bit about Australia, just tell us exactly where you live. You don't have to say 500 miles from Sydney. I want to know exactly where you live.
Ah, okay. So I live in Bendigo, Victoria, which is on the East Coast. It's the third state in the middle.
Excellent, excellent. Is this the first time in the United States?
Yeah, technically, yes.
Okay, excellent. And first time at Enchanted Hills Camp, I'm assuming?
Yep.
And how do you feel about Enchanted Hills Camp?
It's awesome.
You're loving it?
Yeah.
You'd come back?
If I can.
Okay, what's your favorite EHC daytime activity?
I gotta be a bit biased, probably the rec.
Roger, roger. Why the wreck?
Because it's fun. It's outdoors.
Oh, I like it. I like it. And Tion, of course. Shout out to our wreck area leader, Tion!
Woo! Go, Tion!
Okay, so you're here at Enchanted Hills Camp. You came with a group from Australia who we're going to meet. Have you made new friends here?
Yeah, well, apart from, yeah. Aussies and Americans.
Everybody. Do you feel at home here?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you homesick?
No,
not yet. Okay, good. We're in good shape. We're in good shape. Yeah. Tony's not sending you home yet. You don't have to call home yet? You good? Have you talked to mom and dad or anybody?
Yeah, I talk to them. I talk to them every day, but I think it's for their sake, not mine.
Oh, I like your style. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Okay, so a couple of quick questions about you being in Australia. Are you still in school?
I will be when I go back.
Okay, and what are you going to school for? Is there something you want to study?
I'm doing certificate in disability.
Very, very nice. What is your favorite food to eat?
Pasta.
Any kind of pasta or red sauce, white sauce, chicken, beef, vegetables?
Any.
You're down with the pasta.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Okay, so I got a hard question for you. We've been asking hard questions to all our campers. Are you ready?
Go for it.
All right. What do you rate 10 out of 10?
Rate 10 out of 10. Like here or anything?
Anything that you like that is the best in the world. 10 out of 10.
Water skiing.
Really? That's a good answer. Surprise. See, that's why we're doing this. We're learning about our campers, right?
Yeah.
And what do you love about that?
It's fun, family time, do it with friends. Yeah.
Excellent.
About it.
Excellent answer. Excellent answer. Are you having fun podcasting?
Yeah.
Excellent. And we're just going to keep moving right on. Thank you for sharing with us very much.
Alrighty. I got to pass it over.
Next. Who are you? Where are you from? What's going on?
Hi, I'm Jess. I'm from Sydney, specifically Northern Sydney.
Is it a suburb?
It is a suburb. My suburb is called Asquith. There's not many people there.
That's what I wanted to know. So how far out of the city are you? If you're going to drive into the city, how long does it take?
Probably takes about an hour or so to drive to the city.
Okay, nice, nice. First time in the States?
No, this is my fourth time, actually.
Okay.
I've been a few times.
But your first time here at Enchanted Hills Camp?
Yes.
What is your favorite nighttime activity so far?
Favorite nighttime activity has to be the man jams. For sure.
So, a shout out to the man jam, which is named after our legendary camp staffer, Manveen. We do a dance competition here that's super fun. You had fun last night.
It was really fun last night.
Okay, good. And you danced.
Yes. My cabin actually won. Best girls' cabin.
Yay! Nice job. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your situation in Australia. What are you doing?
My situation in Australia? I'm studying and I'm working and I'm playing a whole bunch of sports.
What sports? What are you studying and what are you playing?
That was the same question twice. I'm studying at university. I'm studying occupational therapy. Mm-hmm. And I play goalball, which most vision impaired people should know. And then I also, like, I coach gymnastics. I do swimming, go to the gym, stuff like that.
Right. Can you just tell us briefly what goalball is?
Goalball is a sport for the blind and visually impaired. And basically, it's like you use your body as like a human wall to block the goal from your opponent, and then you kind of throw it back like 10-pin bowling to try and get it past them.
It's all sleep shaded.
Yes, so you can't see, and the ball has bells in it, so it's really, really hard at first.
Isn't it something like the first accessible Olympic game or something like that for the visually impaired and blind?
I think it's the only Paralympic sport for the blind.
That's it. Okay.
And excellent. It's designed specifically for the blind, so it's really fun.
Excellent. And how did you hear about Enchanted Hills Camp?
How did I hear about Enchanted Hills? Well, I mean, Tian over here plays goalball with me.
Oh, so now we're getting it.
She came back to Sydney and told me how amazing it was, and then I got an email saying, hey, you guys can actually come. So I was like, yes, let's go.
Perfect, perfect. So you heard about camp from Tian before you got here.
I did,
A lot about it.
I heard a lot about it. I saw all the Facebook posts, the photos.
Does it living up to the expectations that she had given to you?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
It's heaps fun.
Okay, excellent, excellent. What is your favorite? No, I got one. Tell me about a fast food place in Australia that Americans have no idea about. Give me something that you guys go and eat at that everybody in Australia knows that we have no idea about, and they serve something really cool or good. To Aussie tacos for a dollar.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I don't know how many of them there are in Australia. There's only one? Yeah, okay.
That's fine. One is fine. Let's do it.
It's near, kind of near where I live. It's called Pie in the Sky.
Nice.
It's the best pie place.
All right.
Ever. They have,
you tried all the pies?
Meat pies specifically.
That's what it is, because we don't know about meat pies
here. You guys don't have meat pies?
No, we don't.
Meat pies are like the best invention.
I had a youth camper in here that went to Australia, and that's all he could talk about was the meat pies.
Oh my gosh, meat pies are the best.
All right, there you heard it here first on Everything EHC. Go to Australia, eat meat pies. Okay, so let me ask you a hard question before you go.
Okay, hard question.
You ready? Hard question. I've got to get my list out for
I'm
this.
Ready for this hard question.
Hard question, hard question.
The suspense is killing me.
If you could make one rule that everybody had to follow, what would it be?
Oh my god, that is a hard question. Why'd you do this to me, Maceo? One rule that everyone had to follow. Okay, I'm gonna be really Aussie with this one.
Nice.
Okay, everyone has to try Vegemite.
That would be
a rule that has to happen.
Are you eating Vegemite here?
I am. I had Vegemite toast for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You said that the first day too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I also had Vegemite toast on the first day.
Everybody try Vegemite. Great. That's the rule. Jess has said it right here. Everything EHC. Order it up. Let's get it on your toast, folks. Thank you, Jess, for joining us. Going to the next person. Here we go. Who are you? Where are you from? What's going on?
I'm Griffith.
A little closer. Nice and close. Quiet guy.
I'm Griffith D'Souza, and from West Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ridley Hill specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what we wanted. Specifics. Yeah. Cool. And your first time here?
How did you
hear about Enchanted Hills?
I just kept getting random emails from like Vision Australia. So I was kind of curious what it was about.
So you just randomly ended up here, essentially. Random emails.
Kinda.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's cool?
Yep.
Cool. Right on. Let's see. Are you going to school for something?
Yeah, I'm studying event management at college.
Okay. All right. And let's see. What is your favorite? I want to ask you a good question. Oh, good grief. All right. Is there Australian music we don't know about that isn't in excess or the time has come? Sure. Do you listen to good Australian music?
No.
No?
I don't listen to Australian music.
Oh, well, there you go. What do you listen to?
I listen to K-pop.
K-pop?
K-pop and a lot of random music. Like, yeah.
Well, that's everything. What's your favorite K-pop band?
Twice.
Okay. I've never heard of that. I'm going to go listen to it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched My Little Pony after LeBroni told me to watch My Little Pony, so I'll definitely listen to some K-pop. That's easy, bro. What else you got? Describe your opposite self.
My opposite self? All right, someone that doesn't like taking naps, doesn't like food, and doesn't like powerlifting.
Doesn't like taking naps. You need a nap, Griffith? Is it nap time?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a hard question now. That was actually the hard question, but I'm going to give you two because that was fun. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
Oh, I would eat and powerlift more. Yeah.
And I ask you that because you like to nap, so you're working out and eating if you're not sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay, naps aren't included because you don't get to sleep now.
That's all right.
Oh, that's good. So you're just going to eat out and then work out.
Yeah, but I need my naps to help my body recover, you know?
Okay, so that question's out the window. Thank you for joining us, Griffith. You're a great guy, man. Thank you for joining us at Everything EHC. Ooh, we're burning around the tent here. I just turned the fan to let everybody have a little air because it's a little warm out here. Tell me who you are, where are you from, what's going on?
Hello, I'm Zahira. I live in Brisbane, in a small place called Caribbee. I've lived there all my life.
And how did you hear about Enchanted Hills Camp?
I heard about this camp, the camp, same as Griffith, just emails from Vision Australia and Guide Dogs Australia. They both emailed me, and then I got in touch with Sally.
Yep.
And then I ended up here.
Cool. And what is your favorite daytime activity at Enchanted Hills Camp?
I think so far it's probably been like the rec sports. Like, especially, I tried Go Ball for the first time, and it was pretty fantastic. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what we like here at Enchanted Hills Camp, for you to try new stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Have you done any archery?
I did. I did do some archery. It was pretty great. Tian's pretty great with the archery. I actually got one of the balloons.
You did.
I popped
a balloon.
Did
she give you a store coupon?
She gave me a pop balloon as a store coupon.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. So you got to turn in the pop balloon for your store coupon.
That's pretty great.
Nice job, Tian. Nice job. All right. So what are you doing? What's going on with you in Australia?
I'm studying social work at university. So, yeah.
Nice. You have any goals? You're trying to get somewhere? Or you just doing the grind, academia?
At the moment, I'm just studying, but I'm trying to end up doing like humanitarian work, that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's my main goal to get there.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Do you have any interesting hobbies that you'd like to, that we don't know about? Can you whistle funny or snap your fingers backwards or something weird?
Well, I mean, I have double joints in my hands, but I don't know if you'll want to see that.
Oh, no. I can't see very good, but I could see that and I wanted to look away.
So yeah, I've got like weird joints and stuff, but you don't want to know about that.
Yeah, okay.
I like to paint a lot. That's something I do at home quite a bit.
Oh, nice. What kind of paints? Oils?
At the moment, I'm working with oil paints, trying some new stuff out. But
Is it abstract? Or are you painting something?
At the moment, it's a skyscape, a sea sort of
awesome
horizon thing. But 90% of the time, it's just abstract.
Okay. Is there a drink in Australia, a soda or a tea that is in every store that we don't have?
Iced tea. Normal iced tea.
Just regular iced tea.
No, like our iced tea is like super, super sweet and you buy it in bottles the same way you would buy soda.
Okay.
It's not brewed tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like actually it's like sweet. and like super unhealthy for you.
I would like that.
But it's fantastic.
Okay, okay.
And they come in all different flavors and stuff.
So basically, when this is all over and you guys get back, I'll give you my address and the care package of the things that I want that you can send to me, and we'll make this the real deal, super duper Aussie cast, if you know what I'm saying. That's
sounds
awesome.
Like a plan,
you guys got my back. Hey, who has your back? That's a question I've been asking.
I think these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I met them at the airport, and we've pretty much become really great friends in the last 3 days. So it's pretty great. I mean, never mind.
And then the inside jokes start happening inside the podcast. You get
sorry
what I'm saying?
About that.
No, that's okay. We got it. We're wrangling it back in. Do you want some hard questions?
Yes, please. Hit me.
I'll ask you what your spirit animal is.
I already answered that, though.
Okay.
At the campfire.
Oh, you did? Well, let's tell us. This is for the world, not the campfire.
I said a dolphin because I love to swim.
That's nice.
And I think it's
and they're smart,
good.
Too.
They're very smart.
They're smarty pantses. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Hard questions.
Yes.
What would you like to say to all sighted people?
If you see a visually impaired or blind person, please move out of the way.
Ding, like, ding, ding, ding.
I know it's a really simple thing, but please move out of the way.
And you know, you could broaden that statement by saying, if you're going slower than somebody else,
move to the side.
Just move out of the way.
Because they will probably bump into you and then they'll
that's
feel
it.
Really bad about it. I know it doesn't seem like we feel bad about it, but we do.
But we do.
So, please.
Best
move,
advice
move
ever.
Aside.
Best advice ever. Okay, so now we're going to do some bonus talking.
Okay.
Thank you to our new Aussie campers for sharing. Hand the mic to that lovely lady behind you. All right. We have a returning visitor. They just talked about her a whole bunch. I think they're a little partial to her. Please tell us who you are, returning guest, everything EHC, and rec leader.
Tion, I'm back.
Tion, you got these folks to come. How do you feel about that? Second group, second time here, another group of Australians. Are you feeling good about that? Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm broke because I had to pay for them to come and speak to you. But I mean, apart from that, it's been a great summer.
You can put it on my tab.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll discuss that later.
Are you feeling good about being the rec area leader?
I am. I'm loving it. It's so much fun. I mean, I love the outdoors, and I'm outdoors every day, so I can't complain. We do archery. The kids are getting used to me saying archery.
Yep.
Still, no one knows what audible darts are when I announce
can't
it.
Can't figure
but,
it out.
But hey, a mystery. Everybody loves a mystery,
that's
right?
That's it. You did kickball, and the staff lost, right?
we got smashed.
The campers were saying the staff was afraid of the ball, which was really funny to me. I don't know what was going on with that. I wasn't down there, but I heard some funny stories. Congratulations to the campers for winning at kickball. Tion, what's your second year been like? You kind of knew what to expect. Are you hanging in there? Are you going to make it to the end?
Yeah, I think I'll make it to the end. I think so. I mean, I'm sleeping in the geodesic dome, which is pretty cool. I like upgraded. I'm like glamping.
Couple,
it's awesome.
A couple of cold nights though, right?
Yeah, a couple of cold nights. But no, this year has been awesome. I mean, yeah, last year I came in with no expectations, didn't even know what to expect. Didn't actually even know what I signed up for, to be honest. But, you know, they say, you know, EHC is the place to be, and it certainly is. I'm back and... this year doesn't even compare to last year. It's you can't compare it. Every year is different.
Different,
new
more
staff,
epic, different,
new different campers, yeah, yeah. New fresh feel. So it's awesome.
That's cool. You're one of those people who are in that rare privilege of knowing what old camp was like, and now seeing the new camp. You think the transition is going well? Everybody's handling it all right?
Yeah, I think everyone's coping with the changes quite well. I mean, yeah, you guys experienced something very devastating, and to watch that on the other side of the world was quite difficult for us.
Sure.
Returning staff as well. But, you know, everyone's positive, and Tony's, you know, super determined to get EHC back to where it is. And and make the changes. And, you know, teen session and youth session, they're our future EHC campers. And they're contributing and suggesting changes. I think EHC's got a good... Yeah, it's the place to be.
It is the place to be. That's it. Tion, you're awesome here. Enchanted Hills Camp loves you. You just keep coming back as often as you can, right?
I will. Thank you. I'll see you next year.
I hope so. You're great. You got a great spirit, and you add so much to this camp. It's great having you back. You're a great team member, and thanks for joining us again. This is their third podcast. You spoke to us from the future in the beginning of this year.
I did.
Early in the morning. Hey, how are you coping with your mornings here? Are you all right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here. I got my tea. I'm pretty good.
You're
actually, I've been helping in the kitchen with Israel in the morning. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Kind of breaking it into it really good in the morning.
I'm glad you're sitting down for that one because I almost fell over just saying
exactly.
it.
Exactly. All right. Hand the mic over one more time for another bonus person here. Yes. Thank you, Tion. And finally, the person who... brought it all together. The person who is here, who came with this group of teens, introduce yourself, another repeat guest, and then tell us about your favorite bridge.
Okay. So my name's Tess, and I think Brooklyn Bridge would be my favorite, but Councillor Olivia Shaw from last year didn't let me go, so I'll never know.
Okay.
That's on her conscience for the rest of her life. So she'll just have to live with that.
Tessa's back as a volunteer this year, right? You weren't here the whole summer, but you came back with these kids, right?
I brought these Israeli group of kids with me. I flew with them from Sydney, so yeah.
How do you feel about responsibility?
How do I feel about responsibility?
Yeah.
Well, look, they're all over 18, so there's no legal...
The responsibility level is low?
There's no legal responsibilities. It's more like about me... sleep. It's more about like if I lose one of them, I might not sleep at night.
Oh, I gotcha.
So it's more about it's so yeah. So it's more moral responsibility than legal at this point.
Okay, gotcha. But, moral. And you are jet lagged. Are you okay?
No, I don't. I cope really well with jet lag. I just get hungry all the time. So,
okay.
I've got past that. I've got past that phase by now. But yeah, I wake up hungry and stuff like in the morning and stuff.
All right.
So I'm good with jet lag.
Did you have a good year?
I had a really awesome year. When I left last year, I really didn't know if, like, I really wanted to come back and all that kind of stuff. And then the fires happened and no one really knew what was going to go on. But yeah, once I found out you guys were definitely running camp, I was like, I want to be a part of this somehow. So started sending some emails to some people, seeing what could happen. And the organization from Australia, Blind Citizens Australia, who brought these guys over here, I was like, I really wanted to be a part of. I thought that the next step, obviously, like the obvious step was to bring campers here. So I really wanted to be part of that process. So, yeah.
Super awesome, Tess. Thanks for coming back and being a part of our camp. You were great last year, and I'm glad you got to come back at least for a little bit and have the experience again and share the experience with these folks because it's really awesome.
And teens is like my favorite, like one of my favorite sessions. So
yeah, it's one of mine too. So yeah. I'm way down with this. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? We did really good, you guys. It's 23 minutes. That was a super, super podcast. Thank you to all the Aussies who are here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you to all the people that make this camp happen so that we can all enjoy it as much as we can. Hey, Enchanted Hills Camp loves you guys so much. Please pass the word on to Australia. Send the love to your way. Pass it out there to the world. We hope to have you back. At least give you something to think about for many years. Do you know what I'm saying, San? All right. Thanks again for listening to Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host. That was awesome. We just learned about so many campers in such a small amount of time, and we had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah!
Right here in the podcast tent in Napa, California, Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening. We got a few more before I head off of camp after dinner tonight. There's laughter already happening before I'm even done. These kids just want to have fun. I'll talk to you soon. Over and out.